KCWI.
Good evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. At this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on June 16th, I believe, at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net properly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I will now take the opportunity to have stations on EchoLink check in. So now I'm listening for EchoLink stations. I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is KD2FPM from Oneonta, New York via EchoLink.
Hello, this is Kevin.
Yeah, I'm down here just trying to get things tidied up here for the weekend, getting weather forecasts done for the radio station in Utica. So that way we know what's going on the air. So, yeah, and I was also helping test out a repeater system for our fire department, trying to do some quality for conversations, so helping to resolve issues. So I've been all over the place, and then, oh, gosh, earlier today, had to replace the steering dampener on my Jeep. Apparently that went bad along with a couple other parts when I hit a bad pothole. So tell you what, I'm going to turn it back over to the net so others can check in. I'll say 7-3 and monitor. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for joining us, and good luck with all those busy, busy projects. All right, I'm going to pause another moment to see if we have any other EchoLink stations. Please call now. All righty. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations that would like to join our group this evening? This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
This is NA2A Mobile.
This is
Good evening, WA to you.
N2PFM, good evening.
Oh boy, that's great. So we have Pete and Max, and Pete, double Pete, and John and George. Well, Pete, how are things with you today? You all settled in?
Pretty much. Got the antennas up yet. Using the on-the-grass antenna and the radio and the motor on the motor. So I checked in into mobile, but I really am.
leave you. How's Max doing?
He's out of motion as motion all he can get. He's doing fine. Thanks for asking.
Are you going to go to breakfast tomorrow with the crew?
Yeah, I'll be there. Probably on 2-4 on the way in. And then I got a date on Tuesday at 8:30 over Tiffany's on Route 5 in Kirkland. So I'll be eating out quite often over the weekend.
Okay, Pete. Well, say hi to all the guys assembled there at the breakfast, and you'll have to tell us about your hot date there. Okay, Pete, WI, how are you? Are you frozen yet?
And I play clear.
KC2 WI, you're up next.
KC2 WI. When I looked a little while ago, it was 45 degrees here. It was pretty cool this afternoon. It was nice. It was sunny, sort of off and on. It was not a bad day. I was in and out of the house working, but I had the back door open and air in the front, so air was flowing through the screens, and it was never really warm inside, but it wasn't really cold. It was pleasant enough, with a sweatshirt on and stuff like that. And I haven't turned any heat on here, made a fire, anything like that. I don't think I'm going to bother. See what happens in the morning. If it's cold enough, I might. It's kind of a pain. It's not really cold enough to really get a fire going. You know, you almost have to just put a few sticks of wood in there and then just keep feeding them in. If you fill it up, it just gets way too hot. It's just a waste of wood, and you might get open the window. So, I don't know. In the morning, I would have liked to have been out of here and on my way over to Lake Pleasant, but I just had stuff to do and spent so much time this week with working on the RF, the HF interference problem. Guys here from the power company and Time Warner. I can't remember when the phone guy came. That was last week, I guess. But boy, it seems like 2 or 3 days. I spent about half the morning or better, 2 or 3 hours out sort of outside or with these guys. And we pretty much know what the cause, and hope that it will be resolved. Basically, neighbors saw one of their satellite receivers, and somehow they had it cross connected and hooked in with the cable. That might still be, but I think the real problem is bad cable modem and feeding the garbage back out on the cable line, using that as an antenna, and then after disconnecting and reconnecting and changing whatever, all the stuff, it changed the characteristics a little bit. And it seemed like the noise level decreased right under the pole, under the utility pole. I'm like, oh, maybe we got this. But I didn't go turn on the regular radio. It's just as strong as ever. I think it's the modem, and hopefully Time Warner will be... maybe they already did it. I haven't checked since I've been home, but the guy that I worked with said he hadn't got the official, call from higher up to go in and change it yet. So it may be next week, which won't matter much to me because hopefully I'll have a couple of days when I'm not here anyway. So that was that's been the ordeal of the last week. I lose 3 hours here, 3 hours there, another hour here on the phone. And so instead of getting out of here, I've been working, and tomorrow's going to be a nice day, but real cold, so I don't necessarily have an incentive to get out at 8 o'clock in the morning and start hiking or something. KC2WI.
Okay, Okay, Pete, well, I hope you get that straightened out, and I hope you don't, they don't charge you for it. But we don't even have Time Warner in our area, so our TV kind of stinks. But it sounds like you, as usual, got lots of prep. Alrighty. And now, next up is
Okay, left a little bit of a pause. WA2, well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those listening. Good luck to Kevin down there in Oneonta, busy with, I guess, the repeater stuff for the fire department and the translator, I guess, in Utica and the TV2 tower. I think I've heard him mention that. Yeah, we had a kind of a quiet day. Didn't really do a whole lot today. It was relatively nice outside. I'm down one saw because the other saw out the story. We'll have to see how the story ends, but put a new bar and some stuff and on the saw, and it seems to veer off to the right, and kind of strange. I get halfway through a log and all of a sudden it starts going to the right, so we'll let the experts figure that one out. And interference is a good thing, I guess. Once in a while I say that with tongue in cheek, though, Pete. We called up Frontier. I wanted to put some fence posts in for the garden, and you're supposed to dig before you call and call before you dig and all this back and forth kind of thing. And last time I did it, it took a couple weeks, and the lady said, oh, I'll take 2 or 3 weeks. And I thought, I'm not going through all this red tape and nonsense again. And sure enough, I told her, have a good day, and was polite about it. Came inside and got the old Kato 911 shortwave receiver, put it on the broadcast band, and sure enough, I went out there and I was able to trace the line, and I cut some orange plastic pipe, put them in the ground every few feet. And so, thanks to the spurious signal, it was really easy to trace out the line. You know, it's funny, they do all this shielding and things on the cable systems, and they try to, I guess, do the right connector so they don't have a lot of leakage, and then they bring it to a plastic box, which is really interesting. Rather than, I remember years ago, a lot of stuff was in aluminum or steel boxes and really tightly sealed. At least that's the way we used to do with the repeater world. So, anyways, I'll turn it back to Ned, and I think we're about 40-some-odd degrees here. So, everyone have a great evening and a weekend, and good luck with the interference problems there, Pete. WATU, back to Ned.
Okay, John. Yep. I did some digging in the garden today. Kind of put in our potatoes next week. Kind of late, but better late than never. But alrighty, George, what's the news from Glenfield?
Well, actually, not in Glenfield, per se. I'm, Pete is, I'm on the mountainside in the town of Watson, about 6 miles from Pete, to tell you the truth. That's approximately where I am, in the western Adirondack foothills. Okay, we got a temperature here of 42 degrees. I do have the wood stove going now. We'll have that on for the night. Get in last night and the night before we want to go out in the daytime. And the high temperature today was 59, mostly sunny today. There were a few periods of clouds. This evening I did hear a few raindrops hitting the skylight now and then. And right now I'm just going to get ready to put another piece of wood on the fire and get some of these for a while. It's just about my bedtime. So with that, we'll say God bless. And and by the way, I got one for you tonight. What comes in with the snow and goes out with the shovel?
I have no idea.
Politician's campaign speech.
That's a good one. And true it is. Well, thank you, George. That's a good one. Okay. I will now take, this is, KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any additional stations who would like to join us this evening? Please call now. All right, are there any comments, queries, late check-ins, notes, news, or nonsense at this point in time?
WA to you with a thought.
Go ahead and think away.
Okay, WAQ. Well, I heard George and I've heard Pete. We talked about wood. I did bring in some wood. We've got a little heater going in the living room, so it seems to be taking care of things. But I figured it's going to get really cold later on, so I can go out in the foyer and get the pieces of wood, stick them in the stove, and get things started. But it is true. It seems like you either get, you know, you just get a little fire going, and you got all the windows open. It's hard to, I guess it's a true art when you get to this time of the year to control the stove. But I came up with a new method. Now, it hasn't gone over real, you know, with a lot of enthusiasm with KC2YXN here. But my thought is when it's this temperature, I just chopped up some fresh pineapple, and I put it in the refrigerator. And I thought, you know, I can get, if we get the stove going, what better reason to make a nice pineapple cake in the oven, which will heat up the house for the night, and I don't have to start the fire. So I guess there's a method to my madness. But anyways, I'll turn it back to Matt WATU.
Okay, well, pineapple cake will be coming tomorrow, not this evening. Okay. Hearing no other stations, I will now close the Black River Valley service net. But before that, we'll have the chuckle for the evening. All right. During surgery, a fellow resident bumped heads with the head surgeon. Dr. Jones, a meeting of the minds, he said, laughing it off, trying to ease his discomfort. The surgeon mumbled, "Yes, and I feel so alone." All right. Are there any additional comments before I close the net? Any other late check-ins?
K-A-2-Z, just in and out tonight. I've got a lot of interference coming in from the other stations. K-A-2-Z.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jack, for checking in quick. I'd like to thank Kevin, Pete, and Max, Pete, John, George, and Jack for joining us this evening. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in and all the listeners as well. Have a great weekend, 73 and 88 to all. This is KC2YXN, clear.
This is KD2FCM. I will be clearing of this repeater via Echolink. I would like to thank you for use of the repeater. Hopefully you guys stay warm up there tonight. 7-3.
Stations, I would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations coming up, please.
This is N2MQP.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. N2MQP, hi, Carol. N2WBX, hold that. N5ALW, good evening, Bob. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. Any additional stations for Octane, with or without traffic. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 73 East to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2ZZ.